Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks, Rach, and welcome back to the podcast. Over the last several weeks around here at Sugar Hill Church, we've been talking about this idea of becoming. This whole idea is that God is way more concerned about who we're becoming instead of what we're doing. And so we've been trying to do some really practical things. And so my breakout this last Sunday was all about finances. And one of the things that I found is there's a lot of folks that are just afraid of finances. It's one of those areas that they feel locked up. And honestly, I think it robs us from being able to truly and fully invest our lives. What is it that keeps us from moving towards financial freedom? Honestly, it's fear. In the Bible, you can find all kinds of principles about finances that God guarantees, that God makes promises, and he says, man, when you do this my way, you will be blessed. But at the end of the day, all of that requires faith. And honestly, faith scares a lot of people. They're afraid of doing it God's way because they're so used to what everybody else is doing around them. There's many kinds of fears that can hold us back, but honestly, self-doubt is one of the biggest ones. Self-doubt is when you've failed in the past, something that you are afraid of trying again, but just because you've failed before doesn't mean you should give up. You know this, I know this, everybody fails, but it's the only way you learn what actually works. And what you see throughout Scripture is God actually uses ordinary people who just keep on going instead of giving up. Think about this. Right before the cross, two disciples denied Jesus, Judas and Peter. They committed roughly the same sin, but the difference was the way each of them reacted to it. Judas, he basically had a pity party, he got depressed, he took his own life. Peter, even though he failed, realized what he did was wrong. He prayed, he repented, he asked for God's forgiveness, and then God uses Peter to preach one big sermon, and over 3,000 people got saved. Jesus chose to build the church on the biggest failure of all the disciples. That's how amazing God is. God didn't pick the best and the brightest. He chose a normal guy who had blown it the worst, and yet he used him to do something great. What this has to do with finances is there's a lot of folks that feel like they have messed up. They feel like they've blown it, but it doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is the direction of your feet, the direction that you're going now. In Matthew 25, there's this parable where a rich man entrusts his money to servants before he leaves on this trip. When he comes back, he asks for an account from the servants. Of the three, two of them doubled his money, but the third was so afraid that he hid it instead of working and investing it. And his fear disappointed and it actually angered his master. And here's what the master said, "Take the money from the servant and give it to the one with 10 bags of silver." The master took away everything the servant had been given. Fear often rears its ugly head when we're trying to do things the way that God says to do it. The enemy, man, he's going to try to get you to ignore what God says, especially about money, by making you afraid of failure and making you doubt your ability to be a good steward of God's money. But if you're going to be successful in life, you've got to move against your fear. You've got to do the very thing that you fear the most. And so I want to encourage you, if finances is one of those things that causes you to wig out and to have fear, would you swing by the website, sugarhill.church/becoming, and you'll find later this week the replays of all of our breakouts. And I would encourage you to check out the one that's all about money. Well, that's all the time I have for today. But before I log off and sign off, let me remind you about Operation Christmas Child. Every year, we give out over 1,000 shoeboxes. And the goal this year is around 1,400 shoeboxes that we would take the suggested list. We would fill them with those gifts and bring them back by the middle of September so that by the end of September, we can have this big packing event where we get those packaged and ready to go to hard to reach places around the globe. And so if you haven't picked up your shoebox yet, do that this Sunday morning. This is vitally important. We're going to run out of time soon. So pick up your shoeboxes this Sunday morning. And obviously, if you have your own shoebox or plastic tub you want to use, you're welcome to do that as well. If you need more details about that, feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to help you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.